Onondaga County lawmakers will again be able to weigh in on the decision about the future of Interstate 81. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon will ask lawmakers to stand behind the option he believes is the best compromise among the plans being discussed.
Ryan wants the State Transportation Department to keep the hybrid options in the mix when it comes up with a final list of design proposals for fixing the crumbling interstate. That could be any design that would combine a boulevard alternative with either a tunnel, a depressed highway, or a viaduct. McMahon says it's the approach that will please the most stakeholders, from city officials that want a boulevard only with traffic rerouted to Interstate 481 to northern and western suburbs that maintain detours would harm their communities.
People can stay dug in. I want my viaduct. I don't care if it, what buildings it knocks down downtown. I want my boulevard. I don't care what happens to the traffic in the town of Salina or this. The town of Salina never should have, you know, they never should have developed that way anyways. I've heard all this. That's nonsense. We need to come together. This is too big of a decision to dig ourselves into our territorial positions.
The knock on these hybrid proposals is that they'd be the most expensive, but McMahon says that shouldn't be the deciding factor that drives what ultimately is the biggest public works project in central New York in years. Lawmakers will vote on the resolution Tuesday. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.